Before the dawn of civilization, in the early light of man's existence, life was an eternal struggle between good and evil. The ancients knew the way to placate the beast that lurked beneath the eternal sea and within the consciousness of man. Sacrifice. Virgin sacrifice. The practice of that bygone age died with the coming of civilization. But deep in the heart of man, the primeval urge to give new life to an ancient ritual lingers on.
The cybernetic broadcasting system.
I'll get it, sweetie.
Mr. Kalish?
Yeah, that's right.
Please.
Oh, come on, boys, not again. So important, couldn't wait till tomorrow. Does he know where he's going? You going the right way? Hey, come on, fellas, what is this? Where the hell are we going? This is all about. That's all. Just tell me what it's all about. You want money, you got it. Just name your price. Anything you want, all right? For Christ's sake, when you talk to me, we'll make a deal. Tell me what you want. We'll talk, for God's sakes.
Go on,
come
get
on,
out.
Fellas. Will you wait a minute now?
Hurry
will
up,
you just,
big shot.
Will you just tell me what this is all about?
Look, will you listen to me? Listen
Jesus to Christ, will you listen?
No. Will you listen to me? For Christ's sake, I tell you, you're making a mistake.
We don't make
you're making a mistake.
This is the Bottomless Pit, and we don't make mistakes. Greetings!
Aye!
And let's get to work!
Que ya suena el son caliente, y que lo baile la gente. Ya no hay más que separar el agua del aguardiente. No hay nada, nada peor que todo tiempo pasado. Son recuerdos sin dolor, los que se dejan de lado. No hay nada peor que todo tiempo pasado. Son recuerdos sin dolor, los que se dejan de lado. Otros lloran, yo me río. Reírse no da trabajo, pues los que estaban arriba ahora se fueron para abajo. No hay nada peor que todo tiempo pasado. Son recuerdos sin dolor, los que se dejan de lado. No hay nada peor que todo tiempo pasado. Son recuerdos sin dolor, los que se dejan de lado.
Pasado.
Que no hay nada peor que todo el tiempo pasado. Yara.
No hay nada peor que todo el tiempo pasado.
Ya lo vaya, ya merece, mi china viene gozando la vez.
No hay nada peor que todo el tiempo pasado.
Yo me río, yo no lloro, porque no estoy disgustado. Tala.
No hay nada peor que todo el tiempo pasado.
Solo habrá que separar el agua del aguardiente la ve.
No hay nada peor que todo el tiempo pasado.
Que suena ya, que suena el son, acá hay barbela.
No hay nada peor que todo el tiempo pasado.
Que llamaré, llamaré, que todo el tiempo pasado vele.
No hay nada peor que todo el tiempo pasado.
No hay disgusto, no hay razón, todo estamos gozando la ve.
No hay nada peor que todo el tiempo pasado.
Llama, llama, llama Merced, que todo el tiempo pasado para.
No hay nada peor que todo el tiempo pasado.
Suena cuero, que estoy así gozando, vele.
No hay nada peor que todo el tiempo pasado.
Sin motivo, sin razón. El tiempo bueno ha pasado, papá.
No hay nada, nada peor que todo el tiempo pasado.
Ya lo baila todo el mundo, ahora la gente gozando.
Track from Superhero 1212, Lalo Schifrin from the movie Che, the most exploited man on earth, I think it is. Tiempo Pasado, movies actually a bit boring, there are better Che movies. I saw one with, what's the guy's name, that beautiful Spanish dude. Or like South American dude, I don't know, I had like a lot of wine today, worked hard. Yesterday we had our beer olette at the Panama Racing Club, which was great. Thanks everybody for coming by. We had some really super cool gigs, made some new friends, heard some new musics. And talking about superheroes, Lalo Schifrin, I got another track from him that's completely... Well, completely different style. I was talking about Benicio del Toro, of course. He did a really good performance as Che, but still, I don't know, the story is not really mine. This was actually called Driving to Kansas City. It's from the movie Prime Cut with Lee Marvin and Gene Hackman, 1972. Chicago mobster goes to Kansas, to the country. And, well, I'm not going to spoil it, of course, but I can really recommend it. It's top gangster stuff, like really big city gangsters versus like the farming gangsters, the meat industry gangsters. And coming up, not a gangster, but a big green guy. It's the main title from The Hulk by Joe Harnell. Marcel Pulidores, theme from No Man's Land, movie with Charlie Sheen and D.B. Sweeney, 1986, I believe, undercover cop stuff in L.A. There's like, it's. I think it's a really good movie. It's very blue, and I just noticed that it was written by Dick Wolf, who also did a lot for Miami Vice in the 80s. There was also like cold blue, you know, like all this Michael Mann shots. I think Michael Mann is a genius for all the stuff he did in the 80s. Yeah, blue music, blue images, lonely, cold. I don't know. That was like the 80s. Like one side of the 80s. And I love that. This was Casanova's edit. Remind me a little bit of the Commando tune we played last week, also brilliant. That movie is really, really bad, but that makes it like highly enjoyable. Coming up, something else from the 80s, like also really, really cult series called La Piovra. That was like an Italian production from, of course, the Mafia. And it had like a low budget and was like really minimal, but that actually made it. That whole feel of that movie made it, of a series, pardon, that made it so cold and nasty like it is. It felt really real. Dedicated also to Ennio Morricone, who did the soundtrack for it. Nice, the theme of La Piovra by Ennio Morricone. He died a couple of weeks back. The Maestro, he made like an incredible amount of soundtracks. It's like insane. And there's a lot of those that rock. Actually, we still have to do a special about it, but we're so busy with being busy that we never got to it. Maybe I should get together with Bog from the Dream Machine and we do something in the Panama Range Club. Yeah, why not? Let's do that, because we have like tons and tons and tons of this man's music. I was talking about the 80s, cold blue 80s. And of course, it's a public secret. I'm a sucker for movies. And for some reason, I do not like happy ends. I mean, romantic comedies, well, that's not my thing. Just don't believe in happy ends. Don't know if that is because I grew up in the 80s or I just suffer from a malfunction. What I also love is driving. Driving until the wheels fall off. This is The Car. It's about a satanic creature, which is actually that car. There's no driver, no nothing. It's like a killing machine going through the desert. Soundtrack is by Leonard Rosman. That's another thing I love, and that's Dikke Toeters. That's fantastic. The whole movie is fantastic, and it's featuring James Brolin. I'm sure you know Josh Brolin from like Sicario, is his son, but his dad also had a great effort in movies. He played also in Westworld, for instance. Check out that stuff. And no happy ends, of course. Yeah, well, for €50 extra. But Cops and Robbers, also in the bottomless pit tonight. This is The Stone Killer, featuring Charlie Bronson. Big Charlie Bronson fanboy here, especially from his 70s stuff. A Michael Winner film, and I read also that he was not really a nice guy. He made some badass movies. I don't know, maybe nice guys don't make good movies. They make like romantic comedies. Fuck those, really. Waste of your time. movies with good guys in it. Come on, there are no good guys. That is like a Disney fairy tale. No future, no today. Hope is a mistake. Another heavy hitter. This is John Barry, theme from King Kong. Dikke toeters. Computer stuff and MIDI files and like samples. These guys were like really cracking whips on orchestras. It's really amazing. I think that this new generation is suffering from music poverty, really. They think everything is done by computers. I don't know. If you don't have a history, you don't have a future. Come on. More tooters. You're listening to The Bottomless Pit with IF. Here on Intergalactic FM, and the great thing is I can say whatever the fuck I want, because I don't have a career anymore. We're done DJing. We're fucked, properly fucked. This is incredible. I think you can consider it jazz, and I'm like not a lover of the jazz genre, but this is incredible. Another Italian master, Piero Piccioni, and from Colpo Roventa. Check out how this explodes. It explodes. We'll be right back. incredible. Una noche de quina estela e brillante spada mare che io conta quando suona nostalgia scete Napoli in tuo cuore e chi è nata va Tirarezzo e Piscadona, porta arriva una canzone, un motivo c'è d'agora, carisci una canta più, zitto, zitto, doce, doce, mentre ancora mi accompagna. Ta sapessa riga ma e si bono con giardino incantesimo stasera ma ci dasse mandolina tornerà pure a cantare tirarezzo ai pescatori sta canzone non motiva c'è d'agora carissione canta più
scene, the Amazon nuclear power facility has blown its stack, irradiating the world's largest rainforest. Environmentalists call it a disaster.
But don't they always?
Thank you.
Cipriani, cani arrabbiati. Track is called Autostrada, super nice movie too, Italian Violenta. I'm really doing my best on the pronunciation because I know Marco Passerani is listening, and if I do it wrong, I get like an SMS immediately. Public Secret, I love driving. Speed. So from Autostrada to the main title of Driver. Featuring Ryan O'Neill in the... He's driving that like orange Mercedes. Like the Getaway Car movie is really badass. And Ryan O'Neill is badass too. Ice cold. And his like, yeah, I call her Pimp. Is super badass too. He's Isabella something. Well, that girl is a boss. Michael Small and the main title of Driver. Small, main title of Driver, The Driver actually, 1978, featuring Ryan O'Neill and Bruce Dern as the detective. He's really a prick, and yeah, it's a really good performance. The girl is Isabel Adjani, actually, as the player, and she's really badass. Another advice, I mean, we're all like still fucked, properly fucked. So if you're at home, like look up The Driver and enjoy that. This is something completely different.
Feel like jelly and heat your blood till it's boiling wine. Who splits your heart in a zillion pieces?
Chef!
Baby, he'll blow your mind.
He sure will.
Well, who blinds your eyes with a trillion kisses and rocks you deep and turns your tide, cracks your back in a billion pieces?
Chef!
Baby, he'll blow your mind.
The man's trouble, he's been to my house.
He's a smooth cat and knows where it's at. A bad spade, don't pull your blade. A super brother, a gone mother, a cool dude, and troubles his food.
John Shaft.
Cheeks till your eyelids crinkle and cut your pulse to 09. Who freaks you out till you're downright simple?
Chef.
Baby, you'll blow your mind.
Put a hole in your soul, honey. Hey.
Hey, hey, hey. John Shaft.
Pretty sure you all know Shaft, of course. That was Six Shores, groundbreaking blaxploitation movie. It's fantastic, totally. But I like Shaft's big score, the second Shaft, even more. I like, I don't know, I think they had like a bit more budget and... I don't know. And the music is equally fine. It was not Isaac Hayes, but Gordon Parks. And the soundtrack rocks equally. And that's like a complete opposite of the Italian soundtrack productions. Well, I totally love that stuff. Coming up, something completely different again. We'll be right back. That's another Casanova edit. A Chardon and G. Matteoni, La Bataille something. I have no clue where it's coming from and where it's from. Maybe you can ask him. And this is like, I want to do this ever since I restarted the pit. Do a shout out to Casanova and Magic Waves for his ongoing efforts, you know, and his also genuine do-it-yourself attitude, keeping the Magic Waves thing going here at Intergalactic FM, and I really don't want Intergalactic FM overshadowing it, but I still think it's a good thing to consolidate this, so at least we got some muscle, you know, all the independence together. So yeah, hereby big shout out to Casanova and Magic Waves, everybody who's putting efforts in it. Mood also with like the Victrix show. I think he is going to do even more. But, well, you know, keep an eye on intergalactic.fm to see what's going on and what's cooking. You know, we are sometimes a bit more active and sometimes a bit less, but we will never die. We stay around and keep doing stuff, always organizing thingies in the background, and suddenly we bam, 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 bam! We just hit. This one is dedicated to all the DJs without a job. The most lonely job in the world. Bobby J, number one, like the Lonely DJ Live and Marcio, the Haunted Disco, the Phantom of the Opera. Rip Marcio, thanks for all the good DJ stuff. There's a couple of DJ shows from him. I think you can find them on YouTube. They recorded those tapes in the late 70s and 80s. And you could buy that in the discotheque, you know. Well, you could make a couple of extra bucks. And this is the pit. We are at the end. It's really crazy, crazy hot today here in The Hague. I'm sure it's crazy hot where you are at too, if you're in Europe at least. Summer, hot time, summer in the city. South America, I heard, is not too hot. USA is, well, that's gone, it's lost, you know, we had to, we had to give that up. And the pit will be back next week, probably, you know, doing my best. Intergalactic FM, 24/7, three channels. Don't forget the Panama Racing Club, all August and September, Tuesday and Thursday as of 3 o'clock Central Intergalactic Time. It's open. You can come and drink a cold beer, Murder Capital beer, buy some stuff, hear some music. I don't know. It's gonna be nice. Thursday was pretty gezellig, to say in Dutch. Anyway, love you. Give me a kiss, and I'll see you later.